Introduction. While the United States Army must be manned, equipped, and trained to operate across the range of military operations, large-scale combat operations against a peer threat represent the most significant readiness requirement, FM3O. FM1O provides commanders, staffs, and soldiers at all echelons an understanding of human resources support operations at the strategic, operational, and tactical levels of warfare, laying the foundation for responsive, integrated, synchronized, continuous, timely, and accurate human resources support. FM1O further emphasizes how human resources professionals, human resources organizations, and human resources systems work together with the combatant commander to support readiness, modernization, and reform to compete against peer threats and prevail in large-scale combat operations. Human resources doctrine must be complete enough to guide operators, yet not so prescriptive that it limits support for commanders and their soldiers. Much like tactical commanders, human resources professionals must be versatile and able to improvise to ensure continuing support. Dictating a doctrinal response to outline all possibilities would tie the hands of the supporter. Knowledge of doctrine regulations combined with experience provides a foundation for superior execution. FM1O makes numerous revisions from the 2014 edition. Significant revisions include implementing elements of FM3O operations and FM4O sustainment operations into FM1O to support large-scale combat operations, the addition of human resources support to replacement operations, a new subordinate key function, and realignment of human resources core competencies and subordinate key functions. Army Service Component Command, ASCC, Corps, and Division Assistant Chief of Staff Personnel, G1/Adjutant, General, AG sections, now include the Human Resources Operations Center, HROC, with a description of the organization's critical functions. This revision also replaces the Human Resources Sustainment Center structure with the Theater Personnel Operations Center, TPOC. The Corps G1/AG and Division G1 and Battalion or Brigade Personnel Staff Officer, S1, duties and responsibilities were removed, as they are currently contained in ATP 1-0.1. Other revisions include removal of redundant verbiage and figures throughout the publication already contained in ATP 1-0.1 and ATP 1-0.2. Updates to applicable figures and tables, addition of vignettes, administrative changes, and revisions to glossary and reference sections. FM1O contains 7 chapters and 1 appendix. Chapter 1 discusses human resources support under the sustainment warfighting function in the context of human resources objectives, principles, and focus. This chapter also provides overviews of human resources core competencies and their subordinate key functions, human resources support to operations, Army command and support relationships, human resources support to unified land operations, and human resources planning and operations. Chapter 2 provides an overview of human resources echelons, organizations, and staff elements, including SRC 12, HR organizations, and SRC 02, Army bands. This chapter provides discussion on strategic, operational, and tactical level human resources support and the rules of allocation for human resources organizations. This chapter also clearly articulates the role of the adjutant. Chapters 3 and 4 describe in detail the 2 human resources core competencies of man the force and provide human resources services. These chapters also include the subordinate key functions, which contribute to the success of each core competency. Chapter 5 provides an overview of coordinate personnel support, which includes command interest programs and retention operations. These support functions may fall under the purview of the G1/AG and S1. Chapter 6 provides an overview of Department of Defense, DOD, and Department of the Army, DA, civilians and contractors authorized to accompany the force, CAF, support in the areas of personnel accounting and strength reporting, human resources support to casualty operations, postal support, and morale, welfare, and recreation, MWR, support. This chapter also includes details on civilian and CAF personnel deployment and redeployment. Chapter 7 provides an overview of human resources support and planning considerations for each Army's strategic role, shape the operational environment, prevent conflict, prevail in large-scale combat operations, defensive/offensive, and consolidate gains during large-scale combat operations. Each section describes the role, overview, and human resources planning considerations at each echelon for conducting personnel accounting and strength reporting, human resources support to replacement and casualty operations, postal operations, and other human resources considerations incorporated during large-scale combat operations. Chapter 7 also provides an overview of human resources training considerations for large-scale combat operations. Appendix A discusses various human resources databases, systems, and other automation systems and equipment used by human resources professionals in performing human resources missions. FM10 does not introduce, modify, or rescind any Army terms or acronyms.